He's the type of guy who says this right now, and then he'll play 2K and call everything bullshit about the game.
That's bullshit.
You can pick up.
That's bullshit.
You're going to be listening to these frequencies that they give you, you know? And there's these guys sitting in studios working on frequencies that make you think differently.
What's going on in the world, if you could just go home every day after your job and go live in the world that you want to live in, why would you give a fuck what's going on out there?
What's up, guys? Big Mike the Don here. With Mr. Trey Williams.
What's up, people?
Marucci Velico.
Hola, mi gente, ¿cómo estamos?
And this is episode 10, a continuation a little bit from episode 9. Marucci had some really good mindful things to say at the end of that episode. Ooh. So I'm gonna let Marucci start it off right now.
Not going to get too much into it. Basically, the group inspired me. We were talking about a lot of, you know, loyalty, leadership roles, being the team player. And, you know, something I see is we're living in a new era. We got a new president. Trey, how you feel about this new president, and what do you think is going to come out of this?
I'm not really so big on the politics. I personally feel that whatever president we have is just a puppet, you know, to do whatever, but obviously, they all have their own personalities. As comedic I thought Trump was, I think Biden, he's a little boring. Right. I think, you know, he's going to be another one of them boring presidents that's just going to do whatever is in the plans, right. You know?
The status quo. That's basically where we're at in this country is that, you know, and this is, I feel like, the biggest plan that they had. Was they gave us a little bit of rebellious and, you know, somebody who was, you know, going to stir the pot a little bit just to get the, the emotions high, right. Create some division and do all that. And now we have a president that's going to bring us back to the status quo. So it's kind of like, you know, they put us on this emotional roller coaster, you know. So now we have the status quo again. So now we're just going to move in the same direction we did with Obama. You know, you think back to when we had Bush, we had the 9/11, you know. So I feel like they're always bringing us into a roller coaster that they just want us to feel a certain type of way. And they want us to live a certain type of way.
Of course. Right. I agree. They use our emotions against us. Fear, for me, from what I've known, is the number one form of control.
Mm-hmm.
They like to instill something through the news. We get rowdied up. Our primal instincts come out. And we act like fucking King Kongs. We out there beating our chest, acting stupid, not consciously making proper decisions. Decisions that are going to benefit the people. Not the Democrats or the Republicans, but the people. The people who... You know, the Constitution is written for. You know, we got freedom of speech. We could talk about how we feel. And I feel like we're in a time where people are scared. They're scared to talk about how they feel. They're scared to talk about what's real.
Absolutely.
The issues. And I feel like that we're just living off a system that people are okay with that. I want all of us to learn, to grow together, to be knowledgeable and teach one another and be okay to learn from that other person. And like, you know what, bro? You taught me something I didn't know. Let's go teach that other person. Seeing that, I feel like we can grow. That's our next step in, you know, technology, Facebook, all that shit. I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like it's taking us one step back.
Yeah, it's probably more like two steps back, one step forward. Because, you know, there's always some sort of progression. Since we're talking about, you know, the presidency, this inauguration was definitely a lot different than any other we've ever seen. Had performances, special guest singers for the anthem, and poetry, and all sorts of stuff. I can't ever remember any other presidency, you know, having something like this.
I heard J-Lo was out there, right?
Yeah, J-Lo was out there. Yeah. Lady Gaga. Right. Like, a few big names.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that for an inauguration.
Right, right.
Well, there's
definitely not for Trump.
There's definitely a double standard. In a way. And listen, I'm way more of a liberal person than I am conservative. But in the same sense, I'm not stupid. And I don't fall for like this liberal narrative that's just like, you know, like the whole censorship thing. It's like you censor Trump, you censor all these people from saying things. And they're not even saying anything that's crazy. They're just saying their opinions.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they try to turn it into like, oh, they're a white supremacist, or, you know, they're this, they're that. And, you know, I don't see it that way. I kind of just see it like, yeah, I don't agree with their opinion. But once you start censoring things, even if you don't agree with them, that, you know, the levels that it can go to is kind of scary. You know what I mean?
And then you let the other side say whatever they want to say. And don't get me wrong, like I'm completely neutral. I'm not for either side, but you know, you can't like knock one side and say, oh, you know, you can't be saying this, but you let the other side say the complete opposite, and that's okay.
You got to see it from both perspectives. They definitely playing with our emotions, and it's not cool. No. I feel like that whole entering the Capitol shit, look, this is just me, Marucci talking. That shit was staged. On any other fucking day, who the fuck's going to walk into the Capitol, dude?
Yeah.
Like,
what,
come on.
What kind of security you had there? You had like, fucking 90-year-old Bob retired in Walmart?
If you see the videos, it's just, it's to me, it's stage, it's act, and we're coming to a new era where we're becoming lenient on our government.
Well, people are falling for the trap, man. That's really what it is. It's like, because you know what it is now it's not that, you know, people really believe that way somewhat. It's more or less that people are being so absorbed into it, because if you're not with the wave, you're against the wave. Right. So then you run the risk of being censored. You run the risk of being told you're a racist. You run the risk of, you know, all these things that, you know, can go against everything you actually believe in. But just because you voted for Trump, you know what I mean? I didn't vote for Trump, but people who did vote for Trump, there's not every single one of them are bad people. They just felt like Trump was the right president, you know, and they create the narrative now that it's like, you know, if you did have those values, that it would cause, you know, an uproar, and you're no longer in the tune of things with the whole world. Right. You know, you have to feel a certain type of way, which is crazy because that's kind of a communist way to think of things.
Of course.
That you have to feel a certain type of way.
And especially with 2020, the one thing I kept hearing is the new norm. You know, I don't think we're going back. I think, you know, where everything is going on, we're establishing a new lifestyle, a new norm. And, you know, on top of that, you know, there's been a lot of different crazy shit going on. I've been seeing a lot of videos, a lot of UFO sightings, you know, and Hawaii, all types of places. And
yeah, let's get into the UFOs.
You know, people are starting to awaken. I don't think we're the only civilization, the only peoples in this galaxy, in this universe. You know, talking real stuff, like, I can feel that shit. Like, don't play me out when I see something up there. Like, I don't think we're the only motherfuckers out here.
Have you personally ever seen anything?
Never seen anything, but
anything even in the slightest suspicion?
I definitely have also.
Yeah, not in the UFO aspect, but like, you know, the afterlife aspect. Like the night my grandpa's passed, I got a phone call from my pops. And it was him speaking, calling my nickname. And it was weird. It creeped me out. But that's what, you know, it opened my eye to see that there's more than just you die, you go to heaven, you go to hell. No, it's not just that. And that's what we're taught. And I think right now, human civilization, we have the ability to try to evolve, expand.
Right.
Let me say this. I've had the same experience twice. All right. Started first time, I was upstate New York, near like Oneonta, which is about 4 hours north from New York City. Right. We're all camping. I'm with my friends, our parents, and all that. And in the far distance, you could see this this light. It was kind of looking like a plane from the distance, but it was making these erratic movements. Like, it'll go like to the up left and then shoot to the right, down right, you know, like
unpredictable all these movements.
Yeah, like it obviously wasn't a plane or a helicopter
focusing on
or a shooting star or anything else normal you would see and that was bright in the sky that would make some sort of movement, right? It was doing that for a good 20-30 minutes. All of a sudden, it comes in a straight path, like coming towards our way, and it dead ass looked like a plane or something. Like, you couldn't see it. Like, it was moving fast, but not like super fast. But it was like, oh my god, like you couldn't even see anything. But like, it would move fast, but not slow enough where you can definitely tell what it was. It was just like, whoa, nah, that definitely wasn't a plane. We were watching that shit for a minute. It wasn't just me. It was multiple witnesses. And this is at a time where we didn't have, like, cell phone. Like, even if you had a cell phone, like, obviously, it wouldn't, like, capture it the way that you see it from your eyes.
YouTube uploading and all that.
You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't 4K. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
And then again, maybe this was only maybe 2012-ish, something like that, here in Jersey. I'm taking a piss my bathroom. It's got a little window, you know, and I'm pissing and I'm looking out the window. And I see that same exact erratic movement. You know, it's going. At least 15 minutes. And then it does the same thing, except it shot in the opposite direction. It didn't, like, come towards me. It went, you know, the other way. So, I couldn't tell exactly what it was. But what's the coincidence of that? Like,
yeah.
I see that same exact thing twice in my life, and I can't identify exactly what it was. Wow.
Yeah.
And it was doing strange movements.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird thing when it comes to stuff like that. Like, my experience was when I was really young, I was probably like 8, 9, maybe 10. I don't know exactly, but I remember I was in my living room in the house I grew up in, and we had skylights. Like, so, or sky windows, whatever they are. Yeah, so, like
sky roof.
Yeah, so you could, like, see above. All right. And I was laying down one day. I was just watching TV. And I remember, like, I saw, like, right above the window. Like, it had to be no more than, like, maybe 10, 15 feet above the window. Like, this crazy, like, fucking object just, like, flew across.
Like a saucer or something?
Right. And I always thought, like, maybe I was just, like, imagining it. But, like, it just felt so real. Like, right. Maybe I was sleeping.
You didn't want to accept it.
Right, you don't want to accept it because you want to think maybe it's like something, you know, because you can't explain it. Right. So when your mind can't explain something, you kind of just put it as, oh, like you just imagine it. But even to this day, like I still think of that moment of like seeing like this, and it was like triangular. I remember it being like triangular because it was only like a split second I saw it, but it was so like memorable. You know what I mean? So it's like you see something like that and it just like flew off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it went over the sky, and then you could just see this thing just fly off into the wherever, like, nowhere, you know? And, like, I always thought, you know, and back then, like, once again, like Trey said, we didn't have cell phones. There was no, like, real communication. So, like, who knows how many people saw that, you know what I mean? And right. It just never got reported.
And it's interesting that you guys touched base on, you know, the past to now, and that's something I wanted to bring back. You know, my theory is, what if we have this extraterrestrial life that it already knows what we go through, what we're going to, sees the technology, sees where we're heading to, and hey, they're trying to communicate with the people, and you know, the higher up governments are trying to hide that. They're trying to spread lies, and you know, whatever, the aliens, extraterrestrials, they're just trying to say, you guys need to get your shit together.
And what if they are the cause of us? What if they're just, you know, checking in like, all right, These motherfuckers fucking up too bad yet?
I've heard of
that.
Can
we wipe them out?
The Anunnaki, the reptilians, you know, the shapeshifters. I've heard of that.
Right. I mean, there's a bunch of theories out there. And like I said, I'm not like a big conspiracy theory when it comes to aliens.
Right, same here.
But in general, like, I feel like, you know, there is something else out there. Yeah, even if it's not, even if it's not like interplanetary, if it's like interdimensional, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many realms of possibility, things that it could be, but at the same time, well, you know, it might be something that we'll never know. Right. We'll never be able to achieve that.
Because we're taught this certain pattern of space. But space that we know of is time and light multiplied. But we don't know that space can, like Mike said, holds separate different dimensions. And these beings know how to travel within them.
And even if our government does know the knowledge and they haven't shared it with us, you know, we'll never know because it's like you just said, it's whatever they tell us. We're kind of forced to believe or disbelieve without facts.
You guys know about Project Bluebeam?
No.
So basically, the U.S. government admits they have projection systems that can reenact an alien invasion and make it look real as shit, but it's all projections. So, you know, that's why we have a lot of people talking that 9/11's fake because it's only one, you know, the one scene they show with the plane hitting and what they're trying to do.
What other scenes do you need? You see the plane hitting the building. That's about all you need to see.
Right. I mean, who knows, though? Like, honestly, like, there's a document out there that I just saw today that says that the CIA released some materials out there now that, like, they're being more open about UFOs and unidentified sightings and stuff like that. But once again, you can't always believe what they put out there. I mean, they could put out there a bunch of shit just so people, you know, shut up about it. Like, oh, here you go. Here's your evidence. But that's not really what happened.
It's like just feeding the people a little bit just to keep them satisfied.
Right.
Yeah, just to keep them at bay. Because like we were talking about before, you know, they had the whole thing with people wanting to storm Area 51.
Right.
You know, so like...
Which was impossible, but they stormed the Capitol.
Right. And that was okay. You know, right. Like, and that's what makes it kind of crazy is that, like, you know, like, the whole Capitol storming, and, like, they've already proven that, like, some of those people were not even on the side that they, you know, that was apparently doing it, like, the Trump-supporting side.
So, it's like, you could storm the Capitol, but you can't storm Area 51?
A place that supposedly doesn't even exist, but
that's impenetrable.
Right.
That's what they say. You know, and I even remember that day, like, I don't remember, like, I mean, nothing out there was really showing these people actually doing these things, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know, it could have happened, and like I've always said, it, you know, people could have died, and they just never let anybody know. It could be, like, top secret shit, like, you know, a group of people stormed the area, they died in the insurgence of them doing it, and it's been kind of swept under the rug.
Right.
You know, because it, when you have that much power, you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
You know,
man, like, I don't care. The aliens want to come, they can come. As long as they don't, like, try to abduct me and manipulate my brain. You know, they want to smoke a blunt, they want to cipher. That's all cool. Like, yeah. I'm with it. I'll treat them as my friend.
I just wish they'd be more. I mean, if it's true, that's the only thing. It's like, if they are here, I feel like they have to be working with somebody from here. Because if they were here, why would they not just be open to everybody? You know what I mean? There has to be some kind of driving force for them to be here and not be detected by almost the majority of the whole world. You know what I mean?
Let me say this. I honestly never even thought about this until right now. If, you know, our government, they have all these anti-aircraft missiles and shit, like, when shit comes over, it's supposed to, you know, just hit it, right? It's like automatic. How come we have these instances where we got these UFOs hovering for, you know, how long? Long time. Sometimes over a half hour to an hour.
Right.
How come they're never, like, intercepted? Like, they don't come up on the radar? I mean, even after people are posting them live, they don't investigate it immediately, you know, with the technology that we have?
Right. But yeah, enemy planes and stuff from other countries would get shot down immediately.
Right.
So that's the weird part about it. Is that like if, well, so they try to say like if we can't identify it or they don't make it clear that they're a threat, that we just don't do anything?
But if people are live streaming this shit like for over 30 minutes, right?
And they're stuck.
Don't you got the government like overseeing everything? It's like they're you know damn well they're listening to everything, looking at everything.
Right.
Maybe not every single thing, but I'm sure something like that will pop up on their radar, you know, something that they're overviewing, like, hey, you know, we got an unidentified flying object for 30 minutes on a live stream here, you know, what should we do about it? We'll leave it alone.
Well, they track the skies, they track the oceans, they track the skies, so they know exactly what's going on. But that's the thing, it's like, if they can do this and not have any kind of mode of trying to, you know, attack it, then obviously, I feel like, once again, they know what's going on.
Yeah, they know, and it's okay with them.
Right. Like, and then obviously, it's okay. And that's why I don't think there's any kind of, you know, like, scare of any kind of alien attack. Because I feel like they either, A, work with us, or B, we work for them. You know what I mean? So, there's some kind of already agreement set in place.
So, I'm hoping, you know, by the end of this podcast, you know, being what we say, we're not abducted and tortured and demented.
Right.
Word is bomb.
Right. So yes, this is a real late night podcast. This is what we think about at you know, this late. I don't even want to say what time it is.
Yeah, so fucking late. We ain't saying the time. You can guess the time.
You can guess the time. Yeah, let me know what time you think it is right now. All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys have a good day, whatever day you listen to this podcast.
Have a good day.
That's right. I'm here with Trey Williams and Mr. Marucci.
Yes, sir.
Just remember, try to reverse that universe.